I told you that we had a guest, and we do our surprise. Not many times in this life, in fact, never in our lifetime, have we got to see or hear from a disciple or an apostle. But today we have reached back into time. I'm going to ask you to stand on your feet with me, all the way from Jerusalem or the Isle of Patmos, all the way from the communion table with Jesus, the disciple who laid his head on Jesus' chest, the disciple that the Bible says many times in many books, it simply calls him the disciple that Jesus loved. I've invited the apostle, disciple, Apostle John to come today, and Brother John is going to tell us all, he's going to tell us a little bit about him. And then he's going to share the first chapter of John with us. Would you welcome John all the way from Jerusalem? Come on in here, Apostle John.
Good morning. It's such a blessing to look out over all these smiling faces, knowing that you have gathered here in this place to give honor unto the Lord by worshiping Him and giving your praise. It's just a real blessing unto me. As your pastor has said, I am John. Now, I don't want you to confuse me with the other John, John the Baptist. He's John the Baptist. I'm John the Apostle. I've been referred to by many names. They have referred to me as John the Revelator. John the Beloved. My brother James and I, who was also an apostle, were referred to by Jesus as the sons of thunder. And James and I, have been referred to as the sons of Zebedee. My father Zebedee was a fisherman on the Sea of Galilee. And James and I were set to be fishermen as well until Jesus came along and he called us to follow him. And James and I did. Instead of being fishermen, we became fishers of men. As I said, I'm one of the 12 apostles. And I have the distinction of being the youngest apostle. I also have the distinction of being the only apostle who died a natural death. All the other apostles suffered horribly and died a martyr's death. It wasn't that I was not persecuted. Indeed, I was. They dipped me into boiling oil. And it was only by the grace of God that I escaped that unscathed. When they saw they couldn't kill me, they banished me to the Isle of Patmos. That turned out to be a blessing in disguise. For while I was on the Isle of Patmos, the Lord God revealed some things to me. And I wrote them down. and it's called the Book of Revelation. That's why they call me John the Revelator. I also wrote other books. I wrote the Epistles of John, John 1, 2, and 3. And I also wrote the Gospel of John. I'm going to recite a portion of that gospel to you this morning in hopes that the word will get into you. So, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare record of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he saith, "I am not." "Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as said the prophet Isaiah." And they, which were sent, were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then, if you be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose." These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and he saith, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." This is he of whom I said, "After me cometh a man that is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel, and therefore am I come, baptizing with water." And John bare record, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him." And I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, "Upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptizes with the Holy Ghost." Oh, yes. "And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. The next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, "What seek ye?" And they said unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where dwellest thou?" He saith unto them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is, by interpretation, a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, "Follow me." Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael saith unto him, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip saith unto him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming unto him, and saith of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." And Nathanael saith unto him, "Whence knowest thou me?" And Jesus answered, saying, "Before Philip called thee, when thou wert under the fig tree, I saw thee." Nathanael answered and said, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these." And he saith unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is one verse that I would like to draw your attention to. And I believe that's verse 12, where it says, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe on his name. I want you to take note. That word believe is in the present tense. It's not they that believed, referring to those in the olden days. He said, they that believe, present tense. Today, if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you too can become the sons of God and be born again, not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. Amen. Praise God. If there's any here today who have not received Jesus Christ as Lord,
go ahead.
I ask you and invite you to come down and we will pray that you will become one of the flock and receive Jesus as Lord. Be bold. Like John the Baptist and Nathaniel, who both claimed boldly, yes, Jesus is the Son of God. So is there anyone here? If not, praise God. We're all Christians. Amen. Okay, I've got to go. I've got to rush. There's a caravan heading for Ephesus, and I don't want to miss it. But I want to take this one moment just to say this to you. You can memorize the Word of God. Put it up here in your head. But that is not where you're going to get the greatest benefit. You're going to get the greatest benefit when you take that word of God and you put it in your heart. That's where you're going to receive the greatest benefit. That's where the blessing is. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got to catch that caravan.
Come on and let's stand and give Brother Mike a big God bless you. Wow. 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 The Brother Mike, that was awesome. Woo. My goodness, beautiful. Man, the anointing was on him too. Now let me tell you something about the word. When the word is being spoken, whether it's being read or spoken just like that, there's healing that flows out. He said, I sent my word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. So we could just sit under that. I'm sitting there thinking, oh God, the word is just falling out over us. Let us be healed and delivered and freed in Jesus' name. Now I want to tell you something. Nathaniel said, you heard it at the end of the chapter. Nathaniel said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Some of you right now are in this room and you're saying, can anything good come out of this mess I'm going through? Can anything good come out of this? I just don't know how anything good could come out of this. But Jesus spoke. And you know what? Even when he said, can anything good come out of Nazareth where Jesus was born? Jesus didn't hold that against him. You know what Jesus said? He just read it to you. He said, Nathanael, he said, you are a great man of Israel. And in you there is no guile. I'm like, what? Jesus, why did you tell him that? He was just a rascal. He was just showing off and being all negative and saying there nothing good could come out of Nazareth. And then you bless him. Don't think that you've done too much. Jesus is looking at you today. You're like, well, I'm nothing but a no good scoundrel. One of the sweet ladies in the church, he's always teasing me, saying, oh, pastor, I'm just an old heathen. And I said, now quit saying that. You're not a heathen. Oh, yes, I am. Jesus would say, no, there's no guile in you, because if you believe in me and you come with me. You know what? I just heard the Lord saying, and I'm telling you, that just delighted my heart to hear that much word. It was beautiful. Let that encourage you. Maybe some of you sat here and you thought, oh, Lord, I would love to have that in me. Well, put it in. Go ahead. Put a paragraph. Put a paragraph. Put a half a chapter. Put the entire chapter. Marilyn Hickey puts entire books. We can do that. We have the mind of Christ. It's just an effort and sitting down to do it. So I want to encourage you to do that. But I also want to encourage you that the Lord is saying, we gave grace upon grace. You heard Brother Mike say that too. Grace upon grace. If you're a Nathanael here today and you're like, nothing good can come out of this, pastor. He said, oh, yes, it will. Look at Jesus. He came out of Nazareth. It was nothing. You need to come down right now. Brother Mike gave you that. Brother Mike gave you that offer. I'm going to offer you grace right now. God can give it to you. I'm just asking you to come down. You say, do I have to go down there? No, you don't have to do anything. You can do it later. But there's just something about obedience. Did you know obedience is better than sacrifice? Look at this sweet lady coming here. Come on. Come on. I know she loves the Lord, but come on. Come on. Let's get the grace. It's the month of Christmas. It's the month we celebrate. If you're like, God, I just don't know if anything good can come out of this, you come too, okay? Because all things work together for good. It may be hellish where you are. Some old horrible thing going on, or something trying to tear you up or suck you dry or squeeze the life out of you. Don't let it do that. Not when you have this opportunity. Listen, you are here today. You're in the house of God that believes God can do all things. Ladies, come right over here with me. Come up a little closer. There's glory in your story. There's glory in your story. Everyone has a story to tell. Come on. There's glory on your story. It doesn't matter where you've been, what happened to you when you were a little child, how bad it was. There's glory on everyone's story, and there was glory on John's story. And Father, right now, here stands some sweet Johns before you. And Lord, I would also say some very precious Nathanaels. Give me some soft worship music, please. Maybe you're a Nathanael and you're like, God, I just can't see anything good coming out of this deal. It is so ugly. It was so mean. It's so hateful. I do not know what to do in the thing. It's just so messy. It's such a mess, and this person is so mean, or whatever has happened to you. I lost everything. Maybe you lost your job. What have you lost? What is it that's troubling you to say, can anything good come out of this? Yes, it can. And yes, it will. Somebody say, yes, it can. And yes, it will. Then lift your hands. Brother Mike, come down here with me. Brother John, you stood here with me. Come on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Come on, Portia, take your husband's hand and stand on the other side with him. Father, yes, sir, you got something to say? Yes, sir.
Sin they have committed. It says he took away the sin of the world.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
Okay,
that's all right. It's on now.
It doesn't matter if you have sin in your life, and that is keeping you from coming down.
All right, we need some sound on this mic.
Because in, I believe it's verse 29, it said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
The what?
The sin of
the
world.
Of what? The sin of what? The sin of what?
The sin of the world.
The world, the entire world, the world you live in, the world that the people you're with live in, all of it.
Right. It's gone. Your sin is gone. You're clean.
My God.
To him, you don't have to wait and get cleaned up. He cleans you.
Yes, he
Amen.
Does. Amen. Woo, yes, he does. Father, I thank you. Lord, we give our hearts to you. Let it be said this Christmas, Lord, I deny that song. I know we hear it every 15 minutes on the Christmas stations. But Lord, let it be said this Christmas, I gave you my heart. You didn't give it away. And you might no more fear in my heart. I bless this situation. Lord, there is no guile in these people. They came, Lord, they're coming out of a situation like Nazareth. They're coming out of a bad place. I don't know what your Nazareth is. I don't have to know. All I know is Jesus knows the Nazareth. But he said, oh, no, no, no. There will be something good. I will bring it to pass. It will come. And I'll tell you all things, all things, all things for my sweet sister. All things will work together for your good because you're called of God. Hallelujah. Only believe. Only believe. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Would you give Jesus a big hand clap of your love this morning? Woo! Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You can take your seats. You know what? The disciples were sitting around Jesus and they said, Jesus, is John going to sit closest to you? Will his mansion be near yours? And Jesus said, what's that to you if John lives forever? And some think that maybe he did. He never did die. Maybe he just lived forever. We don't have a lot in that area. But I want to tell you today, John helped build the kingdom of God. Jesus built it. But you and I are still kingdom builders. Brother Mike, you did a lovely job this morning. I honor you today. Thank you. Building the kingdom of the Lord. That was building the kingdom. Amen, amen. Well, God bless you, ladies. You can go back to Qatar and Malaysia and tell your friends that you saw the Apostle John in California. When they tell you all the bad things about California, tell them who you saw this morning. Again, thank you, Brother Mike. God bless you. Portia, thank you for being his coach. And only had to say one, only help one time in that entire process. Was that awesome? Beautiful. So, Father, thank you for your precious people, all of our guests today. We bless you. And I bless you in the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and turn his beautiful countenance toward you and give you peace in your home, your mind, your marriage, everywhere you go this week, and keep you from all harm, all danger, keep you safe and protected all of your days. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for being at Landmark today.